It's a real privilege to be able to share with you why I came to this church. And it was 40 years ago, so I'm part of that old tree up there, a long time. But you know, when we came as a family, this congregation was totally different. So that our family were just about the only people of color in the whole sanctuary. So it was evident that we were visitors. People were wondering who we were. But we came back. And what we were looking for was children's ministry for our four-year-old daughter. And one of the second Sunday that we came was a children's musical called 100% Chance of Rain. And that just sold us because there was children's ministries, children's choirs, bell choirs, Sunday school, day camp at that time, and Advent workshop. So we stayed and we became members of this church. We were sold. The church to me has had many meaningful times which reflect its willingness to listen, to collaborate, and to make decisions. And today I lift two of them to you. One of them is the purchase of this pipe organ. You wouldn't believe, but in 1993, we had an electronic organ that virtually died. And if you would like to know what it was like to play on it, ask Carolyn Pryor. It was a hardship, I believe. But we went through a study because we found out, well, should we buy an electronic organ or should we buy a pipe organ? Found out that the pipe organ cost three times as much as the electronic organ. And so we knew it would be an effort for the congregation to purchase one. But George Cleveland led us on a process. We heard various people talk about different kinds of organs. We visited various churches, listened to them, and we took a vote. And in 1993, purchased this organ. And look what it's done for our music ministry. This morning, you saw evidence of it. Our investment in bells, our investment in the pipe organ, and what wonderful times we've had with our worship and in growth. The other important part to me of this congregation was when we took a step of faith and became a reconciling congregation. What does this mean? In 1997, it meant that we will welcome lesbian, gay, transgendered, bisexual, queer people within our congregation. It was a step of faith. And many people said to us, we don't need that. We don't need that. We know we welcome everybody. Well, some of us felt, no, we really do need to say something. We do need to have a statement. And so we went through a three-year study for this process. And we were led by two very strong and courageous young people in our congregation. And one of them was Duncan Campbell. Duncan Campbell led our youth, discovered that he was gay, and came to help us in this process. The other courageous woman was Mary Gaddis. A lesbian, a laborer, a union worker, but she made sure that everybody who knew her knew that she was a lesbian and knew the challenging times she faced within that lifestyle. So after 3 years of study, working together, we took a vote and we became a reconciling congregation, which has added richness and growth to us. So these are some of the reasons why I'm still here. We are radically hospitable. We believe. We value each other's opinions. And we listen. Why do I give? Why will I pledge? Because we have a new tree. I see new growth. I see new vision. And I see new hope. Thank you.